Welcome to Laundry Lowdown Podcast, where we turn up the heat on your lingerie love affair and fuel your confidence in your own skin. Our podcast is your passport to a world where lace meets sass and silk whispers secrets. We're not just here to talk about lingerie. We're here to be your sultry confidence, your intimate advisors, and your weekly dose of fabulous. Tune in every Wednesday and Saturday to join our sensational team as they navigate the intricate threads of the intimate world while spilling the saucy details about their own lives. Get ready to dive deep into the realm of lingerie, relationships, the best brands, and so much more, all served up with our signature blend of frankness and openness. You won't be disappointed.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, guys.
Welcome to another podcast. That's a video and audio podcast from Luxembourg. So we're in Luxembourg, guys, right now. And we've never been here before. This is like our first time coming to Luxembourg. So it's quite exciting.
It's very exciting. I'm so excited that my nipples are so hard. No, seriously, guys, they're just hard because they just want to, like, it's nothing to do with my excitement. Just wanted to clarify that.
Okay, guys, so we have a topic today, and I'll let you know who we are as well, because that would be helpful. So I'm Aurora Phoenix, and this is...
I'm Monica Lara-Smith.
Yeah, so our topic today is, what is dating like these days? Our best and worst dating experiences.
Okay, I'm going to start. So this might come as a surprise, but I have never, ever been on a date that came from Tinder or any dating app.
What? That's like such a shock.
Yeah.
A shock to me. That is insane, because I had a lot of Tinder dates went wrong. Because when it said, what is dating like these days? Can I talk about things that happened 7 years ago when I used to date? Or is that not counted as these days?
No, it is. I think we can compare. So with... I'll just finish what I was saying maybe about this dating. So yeah, I've never been on one of those dates. So I don't really know what the apps look like. I just hear it from like friends and
I've got so many fucking funny stories.
And there are so many like horror stories. I know what dating is like these days, but my experience comes from like very like organic, you know, meeting up people organically, you know, different places, work environment and stuff. But yes, I am very curious to hear what you've got to say about like Tinder dates. Then I can maybe talk about my dates and maybe we can compare what they look like. And also maybe we can talk about like difficulties that come with dating, because even though I haven't dated people online, there's a very good reason behind it for me not to do it. And we can talk about it as well, because it might apply to you as well and to many people doing similar jobs. And or women in general, or men, or everyone.
Yeah, I would say to everyone that I'm in a relationship, so it's quite hard for me to know what dating is like in this kind of, you know, day and age and stuff, because I've been with the same guy for 6 years. So, like, all of my dating time is going to be, like, maybe, like, 10 to 7 years ago, maybe more, when I used to be single. Because thinking about how people go on dates now or meet with people on apps, or that's, like, the old me, or how people would just, like, go on a date with somebody new, it's just, like, mind-blowing to me. Because when you're with the same person, like, I still go on dates with him and go out to dinner and go on walks and we live together. But we're so happy that we don't have to go on dates and we're not in that scene anymore, because it was a bit frustrating when we were single, when we were dating. It was just like annoying. So it's so easy now. Like, I don't need to go out and find a guy to sleep with or to date or to hang out with, because I just have one 24/7
to sleep with.
You know what I mean? I just think when you're a single person, you're trying to have sex or you're trying to go out on the prowl, like, it's complicated and it's difficult, especially for men trying to bring a girl home and stuff like that. It's just effort, you know.
Yeah,
it's a lot of effort to kind of pull a girl, and it's a bit misleading, you know, because some people just want sex, they don't want a relationship. Like, what do people want nowadays? Like nothing simple. There's loads of mind games and, oh, you have to wait an hour to reply to so-and-so. Or, oh, they say you're free on Tuesday. No, you're not. You're only free in 2 months' time. Like there's no bullshit in my relationship. I'm just like, want to hang out. And he's like, yeah. Or he's like, no, or I'm busy or this and that. Like it's just like my relationship is very black and white. Like, and it's just simple and easy.
Yeah. And it's
it's not like so much effort that you need to put in. You know, it's just a lot of effort dating.
Yeah, I agree with Aurora, because I think because of like, I know it's a good thing we have so many dating apps these days because we have different choices, different options, and it's easy to meet people. But at the same time, it's sort of like sabotage-ish thing in a way that we used to get to know each other organically and we used to go out more, and now we stay indoors in front of our laptops and also, yeah, and we don't get that kind of like human interactions anymore, which is not a good thing because we get like social anxieties and all these things. People don't know how to interact with each other anymore. And also the fact that we have so many dating apps, I think it's very dangerous because it makes us kind of so complacent and at the same time makes us feel like everyone is very replaceable and every relationship is replaceable. And because we have so many options, we tend to be very lazy about our relationships and people tend to just ditch a relationship for somebody who's just easier to get on with. And people seem to abandon all the work that they used to do when it comes to relationships, because everything's so out there, everyone's so, you know, attainable, everything's so approachable. You just need to swipe right a few times and you have another date. And I feel like people don't work on their problems anymore, and that really makes me sad. That's why I don't like dating apps. And I was lucky enough to have met my previous partners, previous boyfriends. I had some good relationships, I must say. Pretty much all of them were quite nice. And we broke up on good terms. I was lucky enough to have met them through work or like in like just public kind of like environments. Like cafes or like street or something random.
Oh my gosh.
Although I must say, probably there were two people that I have met, not through like dating apps, but like online on Instagram. I had two people who messaged me. One of them kind of we friends, but there's one person who messaged me a while ago and we met up and we met up again and again. And I'm not sure what's going to happen with that. We're still in touch. And that came from Instagram, kind of I liked his picture, he found me then,
yeah,
he messaged me,
online.
We met up, and we have a similar job as well, so he kind of gets what I'm doing. And also, I just wanted to mention, when it comes to like dating online and, you know, getting dates off Instagram, I find it really difficult and tricky for myself because of my job, because what people see, they think this is what they're getting, and what I am kind of projecting onto my social media platforms, it's my image. It's not necessarily me as me. I'm not as sexual in real life, I think, that I am on social media. So that's the only worry that comes with it when it comes to dating online and people finding your socials, is because they have a different perception of who you are, and they don't look at you as a person, I think, if you do this type of a job. And also, you don't quite know whether people want to date you because you're a model and you're out there and you have some following, or whether they want to date you because they genuinely want to get to know you. I think that's a very tricky part.
I think it's tricky as well. Yeah. And there's like a stereotype that lingerie models are easy, because the amount of men who just said, oh, I'll take you out for dinner, or I'll take you out for a drink. Like I travel all over UK and Europe. And every time I'm on a tour, like I'm in Brussels, someone's like, oh, can I meet with you for a drink? Can I take you out for dinner? And then getting confused and rude when I say no. Or when I say I'm in relationship, they act all shocked. Like, oh, I didn't know that you were like in relationship, because obviously I keep my relationship, like, people know about it, but I don't post a huge amount of pictures of my partner. This is my work account. But people just get a bit weird and act like models are easy, when actually a lot of my friends who are models are married in relationships or pursuing somebody else. Like, not all of them are single for a huge amount of time. Well, those who are single don't want to date. They're just happy in their own company as well. So they try and barge into your life and just take you up out on a date. Or it's really nice and it's flattering, but it's just when people start to get angry when I say I'm in a relationship or just generally confused why I won't meet with them. I say I'll meet with photographers for paid photo shoots. This is my job. This is my professional work. And they just don't act professional. And they say things like that photographers aren't being professional and saying, oh, would photographers get aroused with you in lingerie? And I say, no, like they wouldn't. Like, this is a professional job like any other. But people don't get it. They think, oh, if a model's on the internet half naked, that we just want men to pounce on us or we're asking for it, which is just a really messed up mentality.
Yeah, I think I used to find it quite annoying and frustrating when that would happen. But now as I feel like as I get older, I don't care so much and I don't really think about it. I find it more flattering. And I also feel like, you know, men have a really tough job these days because it's expected of men to approach a woman, but don't approach too much and also message her first, but don't message too much. And I feel like men are very confused, especially younger generations. So I think we need to give you guys that, you know, you guys go through lots of like difficult situations and there are lots of expectations on men these days. I don't think there are that many on women when it comes to dating, for example. Men have to do a lot more to impress, to even get a date, to even get like a nice chat up line. Women don't have to do anything. And we're still going to complain that somebody came up to us and tried to have a chat. We're going to complain about that, but we're also going to complain about the fact that nobody does that in real life. It's just online attention. So we contradict ourselves a lot. And I think we need to give men credit that, you know, it's incredibly difficult and sometimes petrifying to come up to a very attractive woman and just start a conversation or even ask her on a date. Even the first date must be like terrifying for a man. Because we have to, as women, we have to kind of look pretty, just turn up, that's all. Usually a man is the one who has to impress you. And it's always been like this. But now we get this confusion with like feminism, which isn't really feminism. Women say, oh, I want to pay for my own date. I want to pay for my own food. I want to be independent, blah, blah, blah. So I feel like we get a lot of confusion, plus all the dating apps, and people feel like everything's replaceable. And I think like our generation really struggles with dating because there's so much like contradictions and laziness, I think. I think I'm quite old fashioned.
You're very like sticking up for men.
I do.
Which is like not a lot of women do. But one thing I would say about men being shy about how me and my partner actually met, because he saw me in the SU bar like 5 times and he always wanted to go up to me and he never ever did. Like for so long, like he said he'd seen me like again and again and again and kept wanting to go up to me. And then he did it one night because how he noticed me was I was singing in the karaoke and we had like kind of like Milk It Mondays in the SU bar and I would always sing in karaoke with my good friend. So he'd seen me singing in the karaoke and all of his friends said they liked me, like 3 of them. But he really liked me like I think the most or something like that. And then one time when he was drunk, he came up to me, I'd never spoken to before, and he just kissed me on the cheek, like literally out of nowhere. I didn't even say anything. Then he was like, oh, do you want to come to my room with me, my friend, and smoke? And I just looked at him, I was like this is really weird, because we were by like the university towel block, but my one friend was drunk off her face, and she lived with me, and I just said to him, look, I can't allow my friend to go home on her own. And I said, you're cute and all, but obviously like my friend's drunk, like I'm not gonna allow that to happen. So I took down his Facebook details and obviously there's so much more to the story of how we started hanging out and stuff like that after that, but
I don't hear about it.
It's just interesting like how he'd wanted to talk to me for so long and it just took him like one time literally just to grab me and kiss me on the cheek and I was like, what the hell is this happening? Yeah, so he didn't even say hello to me. The first thing was a kiss, which is really cute.
That is so cute. But yeah, it was you see, like, it took him so long
to actually go up. But I'm so glad he did, because, like, well, we're engaged. We've been engaged for, like, 2.5 years. No wedding plans as yet. And we've been dating for 6 years. And
I'm invited.
Yeah, you are invited. I've invited you, like, 3 times. Yeah, I don't know what date it is, if it's in 2025, if it's in 2030.
I think you invited me before you were engaged.
Yes, I'm
going to invite you to mine, but somebody has to propose, guys, because, you know, there's no ring.
Yeah. but now we live together, and it's so, like, lame, but we just love each other so much. Like, he's like my best friend, and, like, living with him is just so nice, and he's not on most of my tours with me, so, like, we're kind of like a unit. Like, we are together, but we're independent. Like, I travel a lot by myself, and it just makes us love each other so much more when we've been apart and then we spend time together. So it's good, we have our own time, but we also together and hang out and stuff, so it's good. I'm lucky to have found someone, because you have to kiss a lot of frogs before you meet the prince. Because I had, like, so many bad dates. Oh my gosh. Like,
okay, why don't you start from bad dates? Because maybe I'm going to think of some of mine, but most of, like I said, I've never been, like, dating. So all, like, kind of meetups that I had with men, they pretty much, most of them ended up as, like, relationships, and they were all pretty all right. But maybe when you start with yours, maybe I'm...
Before we dive back in, are you on the hunt for that perfect lingerie, hosiery, or perhaps some tantalizing kinkwear? Look no further. Laundry Lowdown, with our team of beautiful models from around the world, stands as your impartial consumer companion, dedicated to inspire, delight, and inform, with over 9 years of expertise in reviewing your intimate essentials. We've got you covered. Or should we say, uncovered? With a library of over 11,000 full-length video reviews, we provide 100% impartial insight to help you discover those hidden gems. And as a special treat, use promo code ZoePage10 when you join our website today to snag an exclusive 10% discount in any of our membership plans. It's my way of expressing gratitude for being a part of this fabulous community. Simply head over to laundrylowdown.com/join and let's embark on an inspired journey together. Now let's dive back into today's podcast.
So in my life, I've had about 3 serious relationships. That's it. And so many dates gone wrong and one night stands gone wrong. And just things that are just like I have, like, me now and then, like, single me in the past, which I kind of just, like, dissociate from. Like, oh, it's, like, yeah, two, like, different people. Basically. But this is the funniest story ever. So, like, I was on Tinder and I just met with people, like, a lot. So when I was at university, before I met my partner, because I think I met him in second year, but in first year, I would just swipe with people and meet up with them, like, in uni. Because they were on campus and they went to my university, it was a lot safer than randomly, per se, meeting someone in a random city. But before I did that, like, I was on Tinder for ages before I went uni. And there was a young Tinder where there was, like, 15 and below. Like, there was, like, 13 to 15, what? And then there was, like, 16 plus. So I was on, like, the 15-year-old, like, Tinder one, the 15 and 16-year-old one, before it got banned because of paedophiles. So, like, there was this guy, and I met him in a park, and, like, he was blonde, because, like, my type is, like, blonde and, like, brunette. But, I mean, I've been with men of all different colours and looks and whatever. But I met up with him and he was way underage. So, like, we met in the park and I said, he came up to me and he was, like, this little kid. And I was, like, 15. He was, like, 12. And then he was, like, saying, oh, hey, like, I'm here for our date. Like, are you so-and-so? I was, like, what? And then I said, oh, by the way, that's my brother's fiction. That's not me. And I left him in the park. I said, you should probably call, because I was, like 15 years old, but obviously he was younger and he was like a 12-year-old. And I said, you should probably call your mum and dad to come and collect you, and you shouldn't be on apps like that. And I made him call his mom to, like, take him out. And then I left and I just, like, went home. I was like, what the
fuck? Did you take him home?
No, I just told him to call his mom, and, like, she said she was going to come and meet with him. But yeah, so when I was like 16 or 15, I met with a 12-year-old who clearly said they were the same age as me. Another one matched with me, but was in my sister's year, but I had no idea. And all things went wrong with that, of him being older than me and trying to groom me and all sorts of weird shit with men. I think I was 15, he was maybe like 17, but still like a bit weird. Like when you're under the age of 18 and you're meeting with people older, even 2 years older, it can just be kind of a bit, when you're the, like if you're over the age of 18, okay, if you're dating a 70-year-old man, it kind of feels a bit safer than if you're under the age of 18 and there's consensual weird stuff going on. I'm trying to think of something funny. So there was this one Tinder date, like in uni, where I met with this guy in the SU bar, and he was like, oh, I'm going to take you on a walk. And I was like, thinking like, okay, what? And we're just walking through the mud for like hours. Like I fell down, like we're just walking in the dark, like talking. And I said like, are you going to take me for a drink or some food? And he's like, no, like we're going to walk and we're going to do this stuff. Or, oh my God, do you know Capital VIP? Or not?
What's that?
Oh, I feel like we need two episodes for this because I have just so many funny stories. So there was this kids like club. No. But it was like, basically it was age 15 to 17. And it was a club, but there was like an oxygen bar. So you get high on like oxygen. You could have like all these soft drinks. And there were all these like girls and then these guys. And they were just dating. And it was just like, oh, just snog. Like you have to like snog so many guys to win, like in my
what?
Friendship group.
Oh.
So you had to just dance with people and grind on them and then kiss them but, and like show
them. What's that even?
Yeah, this is so fun. So like it would be normal to like kiss maybe 3 to 5 guys in one night, which now looking back, that's disgusting. Like one of my friends kissed like 10 guys and got their numbers. It was like whose number you could get and who you could date and who's dating who and who. So I think it was like one of the night when I was like talking to 3 guys, but I had this one guy who I sometimes meet up with in London, but he was 17 and I was like 15. He was almost turning 18 and he was just trying to be too sexual with me and I didn't understand sex. And then he was sending me weird messages like, oh, can I caress your sweet salmon? Comparing me to weird like fish and animals and just being really like freaking weird. So I like stopped meeting up with him because I was obviously too young to like understand like what was going on like with sex and stuff, like because I was still like a virgin at that point and I was like really confused. But yeah, there was Capital VIP and it was so weird because we wear like mini shorts and like little crop tops and wear lots of makeup and try and make ourselves attractive for these men in my friendship group. And even my dad picked me up once and he was like, what are you wearing? Like I got in like so much trouble from wearing like hot pants and literally a bra. Like back in the day, I used to wear such like revealing things. And now that I'm older, if I'm out in like a bodycon dress, I feel really self-conscious. So even like a long dress or something really cleavagey and there's those men looking at me in my breasts.
Yeah, the same.
Then I feel a bit odd. But when I was younger, I just want my butt, like have half my butt cheeks hanging out and wear crop tops. And I think when you're younger, you don't really understand like sexuality, like that you could attract people and it's just, you know, what men are thinking. So yeah, we might need an episode 2, like another day, so like 20 minutes in, or just to talk about this more later, because it's just like... Looking back, this is like a different person to like who I am now. Like,
of course, we all change. It would be really like worrying if you were the same person as you were when you were 15. I would be very worried. I wouldn't be here probably. That means you're kind of like retarded or something.
If anyone
like regressed,
has heard of Capital VIP or has been, message me because we're gonna have a band and like a little laugh about
that. I can't believe that was like a legal thing.
There was even a phone party one where there was no alcohol there, but it's just funny. It was like clubbing for kids, like in London, and your mum and dad would pick you up at midnight or 1, and you're like 15 years
old.
Yes. And I would always date a friend because my dad wanted to pick me up at 11, but then my friend's mom and dad picked us up at midnight or 1 because the parents wanted to like us more. So obviously I would stay with friends, right?
Yeah.
Not with my dad. I don't want to be like the loser going home at 11. Anyways, is there anything about you and dating? Because we have about 10 minutes left. I went on a tangent there about the summers.
Some of my worst days, I think if I had any like bad experiences, they must have been when I was like 15 or 14. Like we did things like you described kind of similarly. We would like, maybe it wouldn't be done in like a kids club or something. We would probably hide, you know, go to, because I'm from a small town in Poland. So we didn't have like clubs or places we could go to. So we would just sit on a bench in winter. It was like minus 15 or...
What was your day?
And we would drink alcohol or like, yeah, trying to date or go for walks. So we didn't have that many possibilities. And I don't think like a hookup culture was that popular because Poland is very Catholic. And even though people tried to break free from it, when I was younger, it was still quite traditional, and we wouldn't really wear revealing clothing so much. We would still try to, you know, try it on with boys, and, you know, we would still try to date. I had a boyfriend when I was like 15, but it would be quite, I would say it would be a bit more serious, maybe less kind of hooking up, more sort of like serious, or maybe it's just me, because I feel like I've always been into quite serious relationships. I think only quite recently I had my first friend with benefits.
Ooh,
seriously. And you know, I tried it for, we met up a few times and I realized it's not for me. It's too shallow. I got what I wanted. I tried it because I've never tried it before, and it's just not for me. And I know like one night stands are not for me either. And I think now I'm at the point that, because I've been single for two years. I had a very long-term relationship before, almost 6 years. So I needed this break. And I was very happy single, and I still am. But if the right person came into my life, I'd be more than happy to kind of settle with this person, I think.
Yeah.
If that was the right person, yeah, not a problem at all. Before, you know, like a half a year ago, I kept saying, oh, I just want to stay single. It's just so nice, blah, blah, blah. But if I meet the right person and if that person accepts who I am, what I do, yeah, not a problem. I think I was quite like that. I did meet somebody recently.
I know, you've been talking about him.
I can't say much, but... yeah,
he's probably watching this. Like, I have a really funny story, actually.
But you are.
All my like stories just funny. It was just like a joke. It's not like, so there was this one guy, and we had, this was my shortest relationship. It was 24 hours long.
Like, so wedding,
he said, oh, one day after school, like, because I was in secondary school, oh, can you be my girlfriend? I was like, yeah, okay, sure, whatever. And then the next day we went to Starbucks, and like, I bought him a panini and he bought me like one of those frappuccinos, and we were walking around like the shopping center with a few friends, and I don't even think we'd properly kissed, but we hugged, and he was like, oh, you're so cute, blah blah blah. So we were dating, and then he was like, I went home off, and then he was texting me like a little bit. So I thought, okay, I'll text him for 10 minutes. My mom called me down for dinner. So I had dinner, I did a few things, had some chores to do, some homework, came upstairs, and my phone had 150 texts. And
wow.
like literally notifications of text, and like literally like 70 phone calls. And my phone, like, I got so terrified that I switched my phone off and just like went to hang out with my parents, and I didn't like say anything until I was just about to go to bed, and I went on my phone and it was like blowing up, and he said, are you alive, are you okay, hello, like baby, like this and that, and like, oh, like I love you, blah blah blah. And there was like all these calls and all these texts, and I was just so freaked out. So I messaged my best friend at the time, and I told her, and I screenshotted it, and he said, you have to break up with him. So I broke up with him the following day. So I don't know if this is like 24 to 48 hours, but it's over the space of like roughly like 2 days. So I was like, it was kind of the weekend, you know, it was like a Saturday, and we were just going shopping, like hanging around like London area, like Fulham area. And I called him and I dumped him. And he got so upset and so angry. And I just said to him, I think you're a bit full on, and like the texts and calls are a bit much, and I'm really sorry, like I can't be with you anymore. And he got really, really upset and angry and just like strange. And then in school, it was like so awkward every time I bumped into him as well.
What like, was he like?
He just went like full on like stalker mode, and why did you do this and why did you do that? And it was just the weirdest thing, like, because I didn't really like hanging out with him, and I thought he was cute and stuff, but I was too young to like understand like what was going on. But all those texts and calls, I was like, this is, I just feel like laughing. You think it's like psychopathic. But
it probably was, yeah. Thank God you're alive.
But yeah, we have another podcast. I think it's like dating and modeling, which is quite different.
Yeah, we can give you our insight into dating, because like Aurora's been in a relationship for a long time. So she's got like a really good like perspective on relationships and what it feels like to be in a long-term relationship while traveling the world, and, you know, jealousy or all these things. And I could give you a slightly different insight. So I think we can, we are like a good mix, and yeah, you can hopefully relate to the things that we say, or maybe find things quite interesting, or maybe disagree, which we welcome.
Yeah, we always have like different opinions and stuff. Yeah, it's good to have an open mind, and everyone's been through different experiences. Like, yes, I'm in a good relationship now, but did you hear all of my disaster stories? Like, it's not been smooth sailing. It's been quite a funny ride. It's been hilarious. Like, all these mugs of men that I've met. Like, it's just so funny.
No, I'm still kind of on good terms with pretty much everyone because, and I must say, all my exes were seriously like really nice guys. Seriously, all of them. Like, aww. I have no issues with any of them. And hello to everyone. Anyone's watching it. Seriously, after like a few years, you realize, you know what? Like, the problem was probably like you most of the times, or you were incompatible. And people change. And some of my exes, like one of them, like, you know, apologized, and we both apologized. So yeah, I'm not going to bash anyone. I think, yeah, people change and people make mistakes. And as we grow older, we realize things as well. And, you know, they're still humans. So thank you so much for watching. If you want to see more of us, you can follow us on our social media platforms. We have TikTok, we have Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. So to find me, you just type Monica Lara Smith onto Google, and you're going to have lots of different pages and social media platforms. So feel free to give me a follow and send me a message.
Yeah, if you type in Uhura Phoenix into Google, you're going to find a lot. The only different account is my new fitness page, GingerFit22, which has obviously got a different handle, but feel free to check them all out. And we're both on OnlyFans, so feel free to check us out on OnlyFans.
At least check us out.
Lowdown, we've got loads of reviews, we've got loads of duets, solos, like loads of laundry reviews. So if you like this, feel free to check out other videos and things together.
Thank you so much, guys, for your time. We wouldn't be here without you. So thank you so much for listening to our stuff. And yeah, if you have any comments, any feedback, or anything that... If you have any topics, ideas, because we always like have to brainstorm on these. And we try to think of something that we can talk about in a really relaxed way. But at the same time, we want to make it interesting to you guys because you are watching us. So if you have any ideas, any topics, please let us know, because we always look for like new topics.
And loosely related to like lingerie or traveling models or even dating. Like, everything sort of relates back to modeling anyways, or our jobs. Because a job related, it's, well, a job's part of our lives. So yeah, it will kind of, if you have any ideas, that would be really helpful. And thank you guys so much.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. Yeah, enjoy and see you next time.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for tuning into today's episode of the Laundry Lowdown podcast. We hope you enjoyed the chat and are feeling ready to express yourself and your unique style. Just a heads up, we release a new episode every Wednesday and Saturday, so you won't want to miss out on the fun. Keep embracing your confidence and celebrating your beauty. It's what makes you... Well, it's what makes you you. This has been Laundry Lowdown's podcast, your go-to source for all things lingerie, relationships, top-notch brands, and so much more. Find us on Rumble, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, or come and join our website. Stay fabulous, and we'll catch you soon.